Hi there.
Hey.
I don't know what happened.
I was still talking. I was like, Peter, can you hear me? Are you on mute? What happened? I'm still here. I'm hanging on, but I'm glad I got you back. Okay.
Yeah.
So I sent you out a series of text messages. And the first is my direct phone number and extension line. I'm the lead on your account and your point of contact, okay? So
yeah.
You will have an entire account management team that's dedicated solely to your account, and you were able to get a hold of them from the second phone number I sent, which is the client service line. Now, it's very, we make it super easy. When you call in, you can just press 1, and then at the prompt, you can say Amy Nelson to speak with me, or you can go ahead and just say client support, website help, whatever the case is, okay?
Okay.
We make it super easy. Now,
I make it super easy because I'm a dinosaur.
We're here to help you through all of that, through all of that. You're not a dinosaur. You just, you're better with your hands in the dirt is what I call it, because you're busy doing what you do best. You take care of your clients.
That's right.
We're here to take care of this stuff for you, Peter. No worries, okay? Now,
yep.
Let me see here. The business name should read R.Franz & Son, INC, right?
Correct.
Now, we're going to have the business pin code. We're going to have a pin code sent to Google, and the address that I have here for Google to send it to is 1955 Darling Street in Wheaton, Illinois, 60187. Is this a home office?
Yes, it is the home office, and I want to make one correction. On the name R. Franz & Son, Inc., it's not a comma after the ink. It's a period.
It's a period after the ink, a comma after the sun.
Inc.
Correct?
Is a period.
Yes, sir. I have
ink
as a period. Yes, sir. I'm here. Can you hear me?
I can hear
you. Okay. Yes, I can hear you good. So I have a comma after the sun, and the sun is singular, correct?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
My left side or my business card.
Okay, perfect. We're going to make it all match. Absolutely. Now, let me just go through here. So what are the high-end services that you're providing to your clients, Peter?
We're doing fine interiors and restorations.
Okay.
We also do wall covering. Some decorative painting, and we also do exterior renovations, restorations, again, for, I would say, high-end homes.
Mm-hmm.
That would probably encompass everything, so fine interiors entails fine painting works.
Mm-hmm.
We do kitchen cabinets.
Okay.
In decorative painting, we do techniques called glazing.
Yes.
And we do some full finish work, too, as well.
Yes, sir.
And I did mention to you, of course, the wall covering,
mm-hmm.
which is something that we do.
Yes, sir.
I think that pretty much, I think that basically encompasses what we do.
Okay. Beautiful. Beautiful. Yeah, you're going to love it, especially once we get those photos up. You're going to really like this. Now, I know you're going to give us the zip codes when you during your client interview on Friday, and that does give you a few days to get that kind of squared away. Now, what are the hours of operation for the business?
I would say from 7 to 5.
Monday through Friday?
Yeah.
Forms of payment you accept, cash, check, credit card, PayPal, Venmo, Zelle, Cash App?
Cash, checks, 90% of my, 98% of my payments are check.
Uh-huh.
I would be willing to sign up for, my wife has a small business and she has that little square.
Okay.
So I'd be willing to probably to introduce Square into the whole equation.
Okay. All right. That will literally square away everything.
Yep. Pretty much.
Oh, yes.
If this case doesn't work out for you, you can be a stand-up comedian.
Listen, I have to take my kicks where I can, and I've been here for 7 years. So
that's good.
Yeah, I don't think I'm going anywhere. I'm pretty happy where I'm at. I love helping the small business owners, and the great thing is I get to talk to people from all over the United States and Canada. So it's a really great job. Yeah, and they pay benefits, they give us paid time off, they treat us really well here.
Well, I always say I treat people the way I want to be treated. So
exactly,
you know, that's the way I live my life.
Yes, yes, yes. Me too. Now, you have all licensing, insurance, and tax ID information, correct?
I have tax ID. I am not licensed. Never had the need to in residential homes,
okay.
But I have tax ID, and I do carry insurance.
Okay, perfect. I know that the licensing isn't necessary for every single state or county.
Right.
It does change and vary, but a lot of people do. I mean, you have the incorporation, so that is a form of licensing. So, okay, I'm just notating this here. Okay. Now, do you have a logo for the business, or do you need one?
Well, on my business card, I have a very, how should I say, I would describe it to you in layman's terms as very fancy cursive writing on the R and the Franz and ink. So that I would be open to anybody, you know, doing that, you know, and there's not a specific like font, but cursive.
Okay. All right. Similar to his business card. We'll send a copy. So they'll tell you how to send us a photocopy of that, or, I mean, not like an actual photocopy, but like a photo. You're going to take a snapshot of us for us and then email it or send it over via text. And we can make it match as close as possible, if not exactly. So it looks like, Peter, I have everything that I need from you here for this information. The only thing that I have left to do is read the voice verification outlining the service agreement with Local Splash and take the card information to go ahead and get the account set up and moving forward for the client onboarding, okay?
You want to take the card information right now while I'm driving?
Well, I don't know if you're in a position where you could pull over just to give me the card information, or some people know their card information right offhand. I wasn't sure which way it would go for you, but
I can't pull over. I'm on the interstate. Driving
you've got to be safe. That's for sure. How long until you're at your destination?
Probably 45 minutes or so.
Okay. So this is what I can do for you. I'll go ahead and read the voice verification, and then I'll give you a call back in an hour, and we can take care of the card. How does that work?
Okay.
So the voice verification reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. In order to ensure the accuracy of your order, for the sake of the recording, please state the name of your business as it should read on the first page of Google.
R. Franz & Son, Inc.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Peter Franz, President and Owner.
Peter, are you authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of your business?
Yes.
Are you the authorized user on the billing of this account?
Yes.
In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
No to that.
Okay, so let me explain that a little bit because it is a little wordy. All we're asking is, like, we can see here that you worked with HomeAdvisor for a period of time. Say you get a call from Yelp tomorrow. Or maybe somebody offering you Google Ads. We already include both of those items in our package. And you may not necessarily be aware of that. So we don't want you to sign up for something that you're already paying for.
And if it's
something that you don't have, but we can add to the program that you already have at a discounted rate, I'm sure you'd rather keep it under one roof, right?
Right.
And if it's something that we absolutely do not offer, cannot get our paws on, no matter what, then we want to be able to work with them as well. That's the only reason we ask for you to disclose to us any other type of online marketing that you're doing, okay?
Okay.
Is that
so
fair?
This online marketing company that you're working for, Amy, is Splash.
Local Splash.
Local Splash.
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Yes.
Now, the program works best when we have client responsiveness. So we ask that whenever we send an email, a phone call, or a text message, that you respond within 24 business hours. Okay?
Yep.
Okay. Now, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, which is October 26, 2021, in the greatly discounted amount of just $299. Okay? There's no hidden taxes, additional click fees, call fees, or surcharges of any kind. Now, it will be – go ahead.
Question. Will the monthly payment for this stay at about $299, or will it fluctuate?
It will never fluctuate. It's locked in at $299.
Okay. Second question I have. Say, for example, after a few months, I'm not happy with how things are going. Mm-hmm. I can cancel what was the fee that they charged
there's
me at Home
no
Depot?
There's no hidden fees. There's no cancellation fees. That was the next thing that I was going to say that's right here in my script is
right.
You can cancel or pause your campaign. Say you need to pause it. Say you're just overwhelmed. You got too much. You're out 2-3 months, and you're just like, you know what? This Google thing is bringing in a boatload of work. I just need to pause. Or maybe weather permits you from being able to work. Or perhaps you're out of town on vacation for a month. You take your wife somewhere nice, right? You can
right.
call us, and you can pause the campaign. You are not charged, and you do not lose any of your listings or any of your programming.
That's great. Now I have another question. When mm-hmm. I signed up for Home Advisor, the person who I spoke with initially, like I'm speaking with you now, mm-hmm. promised me the moon, and I said, if I have any technical questions, can I contact you? And she said, for sure. Never spoke with her again.
Mm, I'm so sorry. Yeah, I hate it when people do that because they put a bad taste in your mouth. That's why I sent over my direct phone number and extension line. That was the first text message that I sent to you and along in
good.
The emails as well, is because I welcome those calls. Honestly, I prefer to deal with my own clients. A lot of people call client support, but I like to deal with my own clients because if I don't have the answer to your question, I will get it for you.
Good. All right, that's great.
Okay.
Because I would prefer to not deal with a different person every time I have questions because I feel that as you and I have spoken, you are
right.
very familiar with my small business and, you know, my needs in general.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. We've built a connection. We've built rapport and a relationship, a business relationship here. So I agree with that 100%. I do want to be clear with you, though, Peter, for client onboarding, I'm not the technician for that, so you will speak with one of my coworkers
right.
that is very well-versed. But any other questions outside of that, you're welcome to call me first, even if it's a website question and I might not have the answer. Like I said, I will either get you to the correct department or I'll get the answer for you. Okay?
Okay.
Yeah. So the last part of this is if you choose to pause or discontinue your service for any reason, we ask that you contact us at least 3 business days before the next billing is due. So you would need to contact us by the 23rd of the month. Okay?
Okay. Okay.
All right. Do you agree and understand these renewal and cancellation terms?
I do, yes.
Okay. Beautiful. So, Peter, you're completely squared away. I'm going to give you a call back right around – you should be at your destination, what, like 4:45, 5 o'clock, right around there?
It's 5 o'clock right now where I'm at.
I'm sorry. I looked at the clock. I thought it was only coming up on 2 o'clock here. It's coming up on 3 o'clock. So will you be at your destination around, like, 5:45 or 6 o'clock?
Yes, I will.
Okay. So I'll give you a call about 5:45. We'll see how close you are. Maybe we'll just hang out and talk a little bit. Okay?
Sounds good.
All right, Peter. I look forward to talking with you very shortly here. You have a safe drive, and we'll get everything set up for you, okay?
Thanks for your help.
You're so welcome. You have a blessed day. I'll talk with you soon.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.